across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And that was Little Mix there with Change Your Life. I thought that was an appropriate track because my lovely guests have arrived. I can say good afternoon, Dinky Doors.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, I don't have any names to go by, so is it okay just to call you...
You can call us Dinky.
Dinky 1 and Dinky 2.
Well, I'm Dinky.
I'm Dinky as well.
Okay, that's... We've cleared that one up then, so for all the listeners. Now, you are the two people, the creators behind the sort of phenomenon, really, of the Dinky Doors that have been popping up around Cambridge. And what sort of made you first start that? Or when was the first one you produced?
So I guess we started in late September. That was when the first three doors went out. And I think it was a response because... You know, the world is pretty miserable at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's just a relentless onslaught of terrible news. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that it would be nice to do something to try and balance that out a bit because essentially, like, you know, you hear so much negativity and where's the joy? Where's the passion? Where's the delight that's in the world? And I think we wanted to do something, just a little thing that maybe like tried to offset that a little.
Yeah, and when we're making them, I think just like people saw them and smiled and it felt like it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So you put the first three up around September, you were saying?
That's right.
And did people start responding immediately or did you put something on Twitter about it or how did it sort of... Because you don't need... Everyone's talking about it I speak to and everyone here when we said you were coming in, they were saying, oh, what wonderful, you know, we love those. And people are taking their children out to see them and, you know, they're doing it as a trip now to go and see.
Yep.
I think there's six doors at the moment.
There are six doors. Yeah, six doors currently that are live that you can see.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the first one, the real first one, just got stolen or removed immediately.
Yeah, it was on roll-on blank tapes on Gwydir Street.
Yes.
And it disappeared on day one, the very day we installed it. And we kind of like to think that it's gone to a happier place. Maybe it's on a beach somewhere where, it's enjoying its new life with its new owner. But, that one disappeared straight away, which was a bit disheartening because, we'd spent quite a few months actually building the doors and getting ready for the release. So to see it disappear on day one was a little bit of a shock.
Yeah, that's. But I'm really pleased that you carried on with the other ones though, because they've had a better. They have been left as they are, and people are being able to enjoy them. What I love about them is they're so intricate. So is that purposeful that you've made them with all little bits so that people can explore them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess it's by themselves they are quite small as well, so you need to almost. So it's meant to be a surprise for people. So you've got multiple levels of surprises. You've got when you see it first, and then you suddenly notice that it's round. But then when you come closer, then you see even more detail, even more surprises. So I guess that's absolutely deliberate.
And have you got more intricate as you've been building more and more? Have you kind of got more, what's the word? But you've decided to kind of take it up a level each time, you know?
So I think they've changed over the course of the months that we've been doing them. And that I think that's a response to the fact that they need to be stronger.
So
just things that have to survive in public, you know, you get people want to touch them and play with them, kids especially. And so it might not be malicious, but they want to touch it and feel it and try pulling on things. And so that's meant that we've had to certainly change the way that the doors get built.
I guess art in a traditional art gallery, you would have a curator standing there watching people make sure they weren't touching everything.
Exactly,
because, like you said, because it's public and street art, it's open to, one, the elements, but two, whatever people decide to do, which you hope, is like you say, they look after them as carefully as they can. But I think with excitement with children especially, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so certainly, I mean, we know that not everybody is absolutely delighted by them because sometimes you wander past and you notice that people just are either fairly indifferent to them.
Mm-hmm.
But for the majority of people, and I really do mean this, because we surreptitiously look and see like whether or not people are noticing them and how they're reacting. But the majority of people really genuinely, they smile, their kids let out squeals of delight, their parents are very happy seeing the reaction from their kids.
In this short space of time, it has become become like a Cambridge attraction. People seem to be telling me, right, we're going out today to look for number four, or
yeah, exactly,
which
yeah.
I think on you do have a website, don't you?
Yes.
dinkydoors.co.uk.
Yeah. I mean, .com will work as well, yeah. But .co.uk.
And if you go there, for one, is it tells you all the background of each of the doors, so
yes.
You can so
yeah.
You can get a little bit more background if you need to know. But it also does give you, which I think is very kind of you, a map, a downloadable map.
That's right, yeah.
That, so you can go and spend the day looking for them and deciding
yeah,
and what
and
to
people
do.
People do. I mean, as you say, like we've had people come from, I know, Ipswich, like, which is, you know, a reasonable distance just to come and see the doors. And, I mean, I think that's one of the things that's really blown us away, really, that just the reaction and how people... Mm.
Yeah, and I guess originally we didn't have the map because it was meant to be more like a surprise walk and you're surprised. But people's reaction was, you know, so great that people wanted to see the other ones. They just didn't want to miss them. So we made a map.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a bit like sort of that sort of an in-town geocaching or something, but in a much more exciting way. That, you know, you're looking. It's like a treasure map, isn't it? You're trying to find these things. And so, are you able to tell me what your backgrounds are at all? To how you got involved in creating such tiny little things, or?
I mean,
I presume you're artists of some description.
We're not going to reveal really like what we do, but I guess a lot of it's just down to we like to make stuff.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And making something physical is something that has always been a passion of ours, and something that we want to continue doing. I think one of the interesting things about making stuff is often that you're always left with this artifact, and what do you do with that artifact?
Right.
And actually, if you put it into a public space, then I think that more people get to enjoy it rather than it just being, you know, stuck
something
in somebody's living room or
yeah.
or even in an art gallery.
Yes, yeah.
So it was very important to us that no matter who you are, whether you are young, old, rich, poor, you know, you've got a job or not got a job, that it was accessible and that you could still enjoy it.
And also then, even if you take it from a selfish viewpoint, it's a very nice way to get some feedback. So if you're an artist, or if you were an artist putting things in gallery, just, you know, obviously people can buy your art and that would be some sort of feedback, but you don't hear everything, what everything says, whereas here we know what people think.
So... Are you planning many more? Are you just doing one at a time and just think, oh, this would be a nice one to do, and just get some ideas between you? Or do you take turns at making them?
Well, we've got some orders as well from the Supreme Leader.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of have a little bit of, I guess, leeway in the way we make them, but usually, you know, we're kind of being told what we need to do, right?
I mean, if you follow our website and some of the videos that we create, because each door has a corresponding video, and
it's not just even creating the art now, because you're making the door, which must be a lot of work in itself, but you've created great videos with them, because I was watching some of them yesterday, which I hadn't realised were there till I started looking into it more.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of work goes into those videos as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I think...
It's a whole concept, isn't it? It's like a whole installation, if you like.
We were certainly aware that if... because they're in a physical place, and actually it was quite important that they were a physical thing, not everybody is going to be able to come and see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to be able to, for the doors themselves to have an online life as well. And I guess we just wanted to make sure that there was enough interest there and things that people could learn more about the doors. Some of the early ones even showed like how we built them.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly it was important for us to have a physical element as well as something that's online that explains the door or you know, people can enjoy as well if they're unable to see them.
Yeah, and that can tell a story about the door and the locations and all of that. And then that's something that people can add to as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen many people adding.
Yeah, so I noticed on there, there's an online shop.
Yes, for our Wonder Emporium, our latest door, you can actually go and have a look at all of the wares that are sold through this mysterious little Wonder Emporium.
And it tells you the history behind each of the little objects.
That's
right,
right?
Yeah.
And they're all available for purchase at 3p.
Yes.
So by all means...
But only by 3p, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah, we're very, very keen on 3p coins.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we need them for the teleportomatic.
Of course, to start that machine working as well.
Yes,
I just love it. I just, I did notice that obviously each one of these doors costs money to produce.
Yes.
And time, and you know, time is money. And you do have a thing that if people would like to donate to help that. So could you give the website again for people that if they're interested in kind of getting involved and becoming one of your patrons, they could donate there, couldn't they? And it can be, it doesn't have to be a lot, does it? Just be anything?
No, I mean, so, I mean, it's true to say that the doors themselves actually do, they cost considerable time, mm-hmm. I mean, which is one thing, but actually you'd be surprised at just how expensive they are, like from the material.
Yeah,
cost.
I can imagine.
So I guess we are looking for, you know, for assistance to make sure that the project continues. But there's a site called Patreon.
Oh, that's funny. I was reading as become a patron, but the site is
it's
Patreon.
Exactly that principle.
Oh, okay.
In that you have, if you have a lot of patrons all supporting you for just a small amount of money,
yes,
then as a group that turns into something
a bit like crowdfunder.
Exactly
projects of lots of, you know, people are doing that now for lots of things now.
Exactly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, creating albums or of music and things.
Yeah, so that's exactly the same principle. So Patreon is there, and also we if people don't like the idea of becoming patrons, they can give us a bit of money.
Just
as
a one-off donation. Yeah,
yeah.
There's like a PayPal donate button and things like that. So I mean, we're not expecting, like, you know, people to donate like hundreds of thousands of pounds or anything.
Yeah.
And but, you know, just a little bit every now and then actually genuinely means that that contribution goes directly towards making people happy. I mean, because we're doing this because ultimately we want to make the world a bit more delightful.
Yes, well, I think it's definitely working. So it's dinkydoors.co.uk,
yeah.
And that's for all your videos, all the information about all the different the doors you have currently, and also if you do want to get involved and perhaps help you create some more joy in the world. Thank you ever so much for coming in, and I look forward to hearing about your next door. And you're always welcome in around here. If a door appeared here, we'd be absolutely delighted anytime.
Thank you, and also obviously people can contact us with the normal ways. We are on Twitter,
Instagram.
And it's just Dinky Doors. It's easy to find, isn't it?
Yeah, if you do a search for Dinky Doors, you will find us.
Yes, And one question I have for you, are you planning on expanding outside of Cambridge, or are you going to stick to Cambridge for now? I mean, there's plenty of places to put doors in Cambridge.
There's absolutely no shortage of places to put them, and we've been requested to install doors all over the place, not just even in this country.
Oh, wow.
So the eventual aim would be that, yes, it would be lovely to be able to spread a bit more joy in a few more places. We have to keep it local just for the moment because...
Practicalities.
Yeah, it's practicalities.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's back to previous point as well. So
yeah,
if we need to travel to different places, it's just
Well, that's great. Thank you ever so much, both of you, Dinky and Dinky, for coming in.
Thank you.
And I look forward to coming to see some more of them soon. Thank you.
Lovely.